also, I guess I should introduce the members. To my right, Honorable Bob Siki Wright, who is board chairman, and his right, Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Mills, and I'll be your hearing lead today. Also with us today is Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today.
Could you have him just repeat his name, his ADC number for us? His name and ADC number.
Okay, sir, would you please state your... state your ADC number, or your name and ADC number for the record again, please.
Sean Alexander Bieber, ADC number 287758.
Okay, sir, I'll try this. I can barely hear you. Okay, so prior to this hearing, you received a notification from advisory of this board hearing, sir. Do you know that phone?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
No, sir, I didn't hire an attorney. I'm representing myself.
Okay, at this time, I'm going to swear to you and Mr. Turner in, so you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Your hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. Phase one will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And phase two will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do, sir, is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and after I read it, I'm going to ask you to tell me if it's true or false. The allegation number one is a violation of order and condition of supervision number 12B as demonstrated by your failure to report in person the next business day to Western Regional Parole Office located at 801 South 16th Street, Suite 1 in Phoenix, Arizona, after you were discharged from your approved residence on May 30th, 2018. That true or false, sir?
It's true.
Okay, based on the admissions of Mr. Deaver, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have an officer without a license, put away or company.
Second.
I agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright. Okay, sir, we're going to move to phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner's going to give some background information, so please stay on the phone, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Deaver was released from ABC custody on 5-9-2018 and arrested on 7-31-2018 by the Arizona Department of Corrections Fugitive Apprehension Unit, along with Mesa PD. No new charges are noted. Turned back to ABC custody on 7-31-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 120-2019 with 61 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2007, criminal trespassing, first degree, 1 year. This is his second term in ABC with a CUIR score of 3-3, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. He self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Eastside Brown Posse in Mesa. Prior term of supervision, 2014, TIS release, absconded for 49 days, arrested and revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is minimal with possession of weapon noted. Other arrests, 2012, assault, Arizona no charges were filed. He has a GB score of G5-V6.
Thanks, sir. Okay, Mr. Deaver, we're going to go over a summary of the case supervision. So it looks like when you were released, you were approved to stay at the Octagon House at 2538 West Madison Street, Phoenix, Arizona. You remained at that location until your discharge date of May 30th, 2018. You were discharged due to non-compliance of the halfway house rules and regulations. And so where did you go when you got discharged, sir?
I was at my fiance's home in Chandler on 908 West Michigan Drive.
Okay. So why didn't you talk to your PO about the problems you were having?
I absolutely did speak to this gross about the problems that shut down. She told me that I had to put up with it for at least another 30 days, and I did try. And I wrote a letter on my behalf that explains what happened and why I felt victim to these allegations and where I messed up at. And if I was given a chance to read this to you, I would like to.
Okay. Did you have any employment order on, sir?
Yes, sir. I was working with my fiance's stepfather at his painting company.
That's good. All right, so on May 21st, you had a positive UA for opiates.
Yes,
and it came back as positive for morphine. So you have an ongoing drug problem, sir?
Absolutely not. I have no drug problem at all. I had a headache. And I asked my brother's wife when I'm broken, she had tramadol from after her pregnancy. I clearly asked her if it was narcotic. She said no. I took it. That's what I came up here for, was a tramadol. I took one tramadol, they ran a confirmation test, and it showed that I was telling the truth.
Okay. I want to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time.
Yeah, he said he had a letter he wanted to read.
Pardon?
He said he had a letter that he wanted to read.
Yeah, I knew he was reading. Okay, sir. You said you had a letter you'd like to read, so now would be the time to do it, and then after you're done, we'll go into a discussion to make a determination, okay?
Yes, sir, I appreciate that. Excuse me. I want to begin this by saying with absolute sincerity that I'm a full understanding of the reasons of my parole being revoked, but I also want to convey my apologies for not going about trying to get the help that I needed the right way. Instead, I let my fear of reincarceration center communications with my assigned parole officer. From my understanding, I was violated for 1 year of UA for taking one time ago, which I wasn't aware was an opiate. I have never had issues with opiates, and my consumption of this opioid was a one-time thing, so this happened. I apologize for not being more aware. There are no justifications for this mistake. I was also invited to create a thick out of the Octagon Group Halfway House. This is a great concern because I stress in my PO the high-risk situation this resident placed me in and received no help. I made this gross aware that there was drug sales being made at all hours of the night and drug users all throughout the day. Within a few hours, I walked into the kitchen to get water and walked in on an individual hitting a meth pipe on a gas stove. My only patients were crystal meth, so that you can understand how I felt I needed to get out of there. Every morning before I left, I had always smelled marijuana, another of my old addictions, and I let Ms. Grosser know of these as well. Still, when I offered my fiance to address as related to these problems, I was shut down and was told I had to put up with it for another 30 days. So I did try to deal with these unfortunate circumstances by leaving as early in the morning as I could and returning back to the home so he had curfew. I did this because I was uncomfortable there. I didn't even feel safe enough to sleep. Now, the manager of the home told me personally that as long as I was paying up on the rent, I could come and go as pleased. My father always sent him a check to ensure that I was in compliance with the financial demands. So when one night I told Mr. Phillip that I was going to be late due to complications with the ride back to the Apple House, he told me I was going to be discharged from the home. I felt defeated. I felt as if I had no one but my father and my fiance in my corner, so I made the decision to return home with my fiance and try to figure it all out in the morning. As it happens, I started working with my fiance's stepfather at his painting company, and I dropped and broke my phone. And by the time I got hold of Ms. Gross, I knew in my heart I was coming back to prison. So I worked my butt off so I could leave my soon-to-be wife and 3 boys with the finances to pay the bills while I was gone. Unfortunately, the money's going to be out next month, and now because of the poor decisions that I made, they have to suffer. I am a sole provider because we didn't have the luxury to hire babysitters, so we beg you to please give me one more chance to prove I can successfully complete the remaining 4 months of parole living with my fiance at 908 West Mission Drive, Chandler, Arizona, 85225, where I have a reliable ride to and from work in the same environment to live in. Let it show that every time I have police contact, I always notify my PO, and everything we have to, besides the one that came back positive for the Chandler, were negatives. I thought I gave my best shot, but I promise to give it another opportunity, I will give everything I've got, which is enough to be successful this time around. I know that it's rare that you be insane under the circumstances of my allegation, but I also know that life in someone is aware of the depths of their wrongdoings and of sincere remorse such as I am, a second and last chance may be granted under the mitigated circumstances which I explained in these letters. Please, I myself, as well as my fiance and kids, ask that you give me another chance to go home to do things the right way.
have no use to any of my city here for the next 4 months. Thank you so much for your time and consideration.
Thank you, sir. The board will be going into the discussion to have make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think that we're addressing you, but we won't be. But we ask to stay on the phone, just remain silent. You can hear the whole conversation, and then once we've made a decision, I'll get back with you, okay? Board is now discussing.
Mr. Turner.
Mr. Turner?
Yes, I'd like to read a couple of notes from OMS if I could, please.
Okay.
On 6/5/2018, after Peter Gross attempted to contact the offender, left a message, he returned a call back stating he did not want to go back to prison. Officer Gross explained that he is failing to follow several directives that he has been given and that he needs to drop today, 6/5/18, and needs to report to the Western Regional Parole Office at 12 p.m. Offender attempted to go on about why he left the halfway house, at which time Officer Gross redirected the offender that he should always check in to let his parole officer know what is going on, and he has not. The offender wanted Officer Gross to meet him somewhere and even stated he would buy Officer Gross some lunch. Officer Gross explained that this is not a friendship relationship and the agency wants him to do well, but the way that he is going is not the way to be successful in complete parole. Offender stated several times he does not want to go back to prison, and that he states his girlfriend's house is in Apache Junction. Officer Gross gave the offender the directive of dropping at task and reporting to Western Regional Parole Office on 6/5/2018 at 12 p.m. On 7/23/2018, Officer Gross received a phone call from an unknown female stating that the offender was hiding out in Chandler, Arizona.
Thank you, sir. Okay, we'll be going into discussion now. So, Mr. Beaver is interesting, but he was not out for a month before he absconded. And I can understand having problems at the halfway house and having trouble coping, but the answer isn't to just leave, and the answer isn't for the offender to be making the decision about rooms and locations. That's the sole purpose of the discretion of the parole office. And based on everything here in the abscond days, I'm not in favor of returning Mr. Deaver to community supervision at this time, but I'm going to listen to discussion from any of my fellow board members. All right, so based on our information, warrant number 2018W1675, Mr. Deaver's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections and Mr. Turner, I'm going to revoke community supervision of Mr. Deaver as he presented a violated term of conditional supervision and had lapse or not lapse in criminal areas or company.
Second.
Okay. Motion on the side, second by Mr. Johnson, moved by Dr. Wright. So, Mr. Deaver, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. You've got a little bit over 4 months left to fulfill your scheduled departure date, which is supposed to be January 20th of 2019. I would suggest that you, in the meantime, make a good plan for what you're going to do when you get out. Because you won't be able to control the Department of Corrections, you won't have to stay where they tell you to stay. But if you create yourself a good plan between now and then, when you get out, you shouldn't have any more problems with DOC. And hopefully we will never see you in an orange t-shirt again like that.
Okay.
All right, this is one of your hearing, sir. Thank you for your attendance. And would you put the CO3 back on the phone?
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Have a great afternoon.